as we plan for Sukkot, one of the major issues are not only the Dal and Minim that come up and building the Sukkah, which people are doing already starting last night and today, but it's also, we know that the, what's the holiday called? So the different names of the holiday, of the Chag. It's Chag Ha Sukkot, Shkoyach. So that's the whole question, Sukkot, Anane HaKavod, right? So that's the part we're going to talk about, which is Man Simchateinu. It's the time of our Simcha. What does that mean? Okay, another name of it is called Chag HaAsif. Okay, Chag Nisuch HaMayim, which is going to be connected. Okay? We have, that's part of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation that happened on Sukkot. So it's called Zman Simchateinu. And to the point that the Gemara even calls it and says there is Simcha Yetera, which we're going to see in a second. And so there's a general mitzvah of Simcha. For example, the Rashbam, which is not on the sources that I gave you, in a different outline it was, but the Rashbam says that even though it says Ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi hazeh, the Ach is coming as an exclusion, even though Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim ba'im l'zikaron l'kapara, but Sukkot is different, says the Rashbam. Sukkot ba'al simcha l'hoda'a al shemilei batehem kotu b'mei asifa. It sounds like the Rashbam, which is a certain tension which we're going to bring up right now, that there's a contrast between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came for the spiritual ideas of zikaron and kapara. In contrast, that's the ach in the pasuk here in Vayikra Chav Gimel, pasuk lametet in Parshat Emor. Sukkot is coming for a physical simcha and thanks. That's called Chag HaAsif. That what happens agriculturally? What do? You gather in all your hard work that happened, and within this pasuk already starts a fascinating model, which we need to be very well aware of what Sukkot is. Sukkot is a confluence of two different ma'arachot, two different trinities, if you will, that happens on a cyclical year. On one level, we're just finishing up, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. What we just finished called the High Holidays, right? The Yamim No Ra'im, the summation, which we'll see in a second, according to the Pachad Yitzchak, one of the definitions of Chag HaAsif as opposed to the Rashbam, is that it is the completion of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur piece, that one trinity of that triage of the Yamim Noraim. At the same time, it's not the summation and the completion, but it's also the beginning of the Shalosh Regalim. And through there, actually, you might notice that tension might actually come to what the nature even of Simchat Beit HaShoeva is, as we will talk about. Yeah.
Is it really the beginning of the Shalosh Regalim? Because we say Rosh Hashanah, we said there's four Rosh Hashanah. First one is the Rosh Hashanah for Moadim, or Regalim, the Mishnah says, is in Nisan.
Good. So let me rephrase. In the calendar year, it's the for us, right now, it's the beginning. But true, in a formation of Am Yisrael, it's actually the end. Fair enough.
Okay,
in the calendar year, we're beginning the Shalosh Regalim. But in the Pnimi side, and also halachically, also like Mr. Gabai said, it might be the end. I.e., just to as they say, l'saber to ozen, to be able to explain it, we say in a stark contrast between Shabbat and the Chagim, Shabbat is kviya v'kaima, set mekadesh Shabbat. Versus when we talk about the Chagim, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Right, based on the Gemara Brachot, because the Gemara on Beitza, why? Because we have the ability, it's up to Am Yisrael to be Mekadesh the Zman. To the point, the Torah Tmiva brings down and says there's actually a mistake. Really, there's a Ta'ut Sofer, says Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein. The Nusach Lebracha should not be Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. What should the Nusach be? Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaSukkot. Mekadesh Yisrael Chag HaPesach. Mekadesh Yisrael Chag HaShavuot. But there's an editor's mistake. Really, it's, says Rav Soloveitchik, no. Based on what Mr. Gabai said, it's not a mistake. But rather, what it is, it's one unit. This concept of the Chagim, the Shalosh Regalim, is one unit. The unit starts with Pesach, the birth of our nation, when God took us, Migoy El Goy, took us, Mikerav Goy, from the Egyptian nation to develop Am Yisrael. Then came Shavuot, which we got our Tudat Zehut. We got our whole identity of Kabbalat HaTorah, not just be any nation, but a nation, as Rav Saad Yagon says, Ein Am Yisrael but Torah. And then what happens is Sukkot, where we have the Yichud. It's one of my Rebbeim said, Rav Avraham Mandelbaum, said that Sukkot is our Yichud with Hashem. It's a certain Atav V'Chartanu Mikol Amim, which we're going to talk about also. So we have these two Ma'arachot, that on a certain level it's even expressed in the Psukim, just before we even talk about the distinction of Simchat Beit HaShoeva, we see that where in the Korbanot, in every other Chag, let's say for Sukkot, for Pesach and Shavuot, there are seven Parim. Comes now all of a sudden, how many Parim are there for the Korban? And we're going to read, every day, you'll notice it starts off with 14, then it goes down to 13, and to 12, and then to 11. Why is there 14? If every other Chag has seven. So they talk about having 70 Korbanot in Sukkot, corresponding to the nations of the world, Shivim Umot, right? Corresponding to the foreign nations. Because of the concept of, on one level, it is particularistic of a holiday, but it's also universalistic also. But the simple pshat, you know why there are a double amount of Korbanot in Sukkot, is because it represents these two Ma'arachot together. It's Sukkot is both what? Part of the completion of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and also part of the Shalosh Regalim. That as an introduction. So as much as the Rashbam picks up on the Ach, which is to the exclusion, in contrast to the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is a much more spiritual Zikaron Kapara, and here's a physical, not everyone's going to agree to that contrast. Okay, and we're going to talk about both Zman Simchatenu, the holiday, and really specifically Simchat Beit HaShoeva, because there are many, many Mishnayot and Gemarot in Masechet Sukkah and also in Masechet Tani that talks about Simchat Beit HaShoeva. We're going to have a lot of what we do in the week of Sukkot is Lizikaron, what used to be, as a Secher. Okay, but for example, the Mishnah in Perek Hay of Masechet Sukkah, Mishnah Aleph, the first source in front of you, says that the chalil, which they used for the song in Simchat Beit HaShoeva, would not be Docha Shabbat or Yom Tov. Only it's 5 or 6. And the Tosfos deals, why is that true? Why is it not Docha? It's only in Isser Shvut. Right? By in Shvut Mikdash. Okay? But they had said Beit HaShoeva is different. B'Gemara Deina Mishum Simcha Yetera. But even before we see that, the Mishnah has these comments that says, "Kol mi shelo ra'a simchat Beit HaShoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav." Right? If a person hasn't seen Simcha Beit HaShoeva, they don't understand what Simcha is, which is interesting because there are other things that come up with Simcha. What's so special about Simchat Beit HaShoeva? And the Mishnayos talk about this a lot of very interesting points. And what we're going to talk about is what is this nature of Simchat Beit HaShoeva? Is it something particular, unique to just the Chag of Sukkah, or one mitzvah of Sukkah? Or is it, let me rephrase, is the mitzvah of Simchat Beit HaShoeva in essence really connected as a conclusion to the Yamim Noraim? Or is it something that's really maybe even part of the Shalosh Regalim? Okay, which Marechet is it really part of? And we like to point that out when we read the Mishnayot and the Gemara together, and we'll analyze the Shitot. Okay, so if you look at it, in the Mishnah Bet in Parakei, it says, Motzi Yom Tov Arishon Shachag Yardu Le'ezrat Nashim U'mitaknim Sham Tikun Gadol U'minarot Shel Zahava Yusham. And we can really go through every detail. We're not going to go through every detail, but it's fascinating to see. Arba svalim shel zahav roshen v'arba sulamot l'kol achad v'achad v'arba yeladim b'perchei kuna uv'yadeim kadim shel shemen. They had these pitchers of oil of 120 luk that they would put in every single sefer. We're going to talk about why 120. The Mishnah Gimel talks about a sefer is like a cup. Mivaev, they would use the worn out michnasei kohanim, which in itself, the Rishonim ask why you're allowed to do this. not going to go into every detail. Why they're allowed to do that is there no problem of mi'ila. And from there, they would malik. They would malik the Neirot. And again, v'lo aya chaser b'Yerushalayim she'ina mi'ira me'or beit ha'shoeva. There are very, very big statements here. That every chaser Yerushalayim, it was such a simcha, such or, such fire that came up from it. And then Mishnah Dalet, chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. So what do they have? First of all, it points out who was dancing. The chasidim and anshei ma'aseh. Okay? For me, that's fascinating. Why only the chasidim and anshei ma'aseh? Anshei ma'aseh? It's a good question. Anshei ma'aseh, maybe the people that are involved in the Osik B'tzarchei Tzibur, leaders. And what do they dance with specifically? Avugot shel or shebideihem. These torches. So I understand Simcha. So they said these Divrei Shirot v'Tishpachot. And we're going to see later on what exactly was the content. Surprisingly, some of these, the content of these songs that they were singing. Right? They weren't singing Shlomo Katz Nigudim at that point. The question is, what were they singing? And the Gemara deals and tells us about the content of these songs. And it's very, very didactic, very telling what exactly is the nature of the Simchat Beit HaShoeva'ah by the content of these songs. So that's what the Gemara is going to deal with. We'll get to that after. Okay? And the Mishnah continues. The Alevim were with the Kinarot, the Nevalim, Mitzaltayim, Machatzotrot, Kli Asher, below Mispar. Where they stand on the Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot, Hayordot from Ezrat Yisrael Ezer Nashim, to correspond to Chamesh Esrei Shir Ma'alot of Tehilim, Shalehem Levim Omdim, Kli Asher, Vomrim Shira, they blew shofar. Then they went up to the Mala Sirit again. Tiku varivitiku. The question is, what's this? What is this nature of this? Why the repetition? Tiku varivitiku. Until they got why the shofar, right? What does that sound like? The shofar, right? We just finished what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? We make that connection. Obviously, sounds a very strong connection, right? Takiu Ariva Takiu, they got to the Azara. Again, until they would get to Shara Yotzim Mizrach, Havchupneem Marav, then they would turn back. Vamru, very strange. Avotenu Shayab Makomaze, Achoriem al Hecha, Upneem Kedma, Vemim Shachavim Kedma Lashemesh, they did Avodazar, Vaanu Lekainin, but we are eyes to God. Very strange. Already it's telling us, the Mishnahs are telling us that what's the Shira here? Our forefathers, they were over the Avodah Zarah. But we're with you, God. For you, the Omer, are you shonim va'omrim anu l'kol l'kayinenu? They would say it over and over. Again, when we're talking about Simcha, you know, I would think about the Rav Nachman song, Mitzvah Gedolah Liyot B'Simcha, right? Not like our forefathers were idol worshippers. They worship the sun, right? What type of song is this? Okay. So Rashi and Tosfos points out that the Simcha of Simchat Beit HaShoeva is very specific to Sukkot. Not at all as much to the it's not an idea of a Simcha of Tshuva or that way of Yom Narayim, but rather it's connected to a specific mitzvah. What's mitzvah? Rashi says, Kol Simchazu, the next source in front of you. Kol Simchazu, Eina Ela Bishvil Nisu Chamayim. Rashi says, this Simcha was all an expression of the happiness of what? Of the water libations. As the Pasuk says, Ushaftim Mayim Bisason.
That's Nach or?
What'd you say?
That Pasuk is from Nach?
The Gemara quotes that Pasuk. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in the. I'll quote a few over here. Wait a second. What exactly is the? I have Gemara over here also. On the Bar Ilan, I'll give it to you. The one second. Sorry. Right? The Gemara says in Daf Mem Chet, it's quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perakid Bet. Ushavta mayim minani mili. From where do I know? Because the Gemara had talked about all the Mishnah, excuse me, had talked about all of the concepts of the Nisuch HaMayim. It says, Ushavta mayim b'sasso. Right?
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Rashi had said, from where do I know you do tekiya? Right? You do all these tekiya by shivat mayim of the nisuch. That's how Rashi had explained it.
Can I try closing the windows?
Yeah, you could definitely try. I'm sweating also.
Tekiya?
What?
You said
it's tekiya? No. So there's a talk about here the Gemara. It's a different discussion about simcha and sason, the difference between simcha and sason. Not for now. There's a whole midrash here about what Sasson said to Simcha. I'm not going to get into that now. But the idea here, according to Rashi, is the whole Simcha is one of celebrating the special mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So one level of the shir, which we could go on, but I'm not. That's like the other 12 pages which I could have given you, is understand what is the mitzvah of Simcha, of why am I so happy by pouring water on the Mizbeach. And I'll quote for you the Rabbeinu Bachai and a beautiful Pachad Yitzchak that talks about that it's the second day of creation, that they split up the Mayim HaTachtonim and Mayim Elyonim, and the Mayim Tachtonim were crying. It's not fair, right? We're not up by Shamayim. Saying Hashem says, don't worry about it, what's going to happen? You'll get a pius. Your appeasement will be that you're going to be on what? Am Yisrael is going to take this water and put it onto the Mizbeach. And talk about what the significance of Mayim Bochim and Nisuch HaMayim. The bottom line from there is that it's talking about, again, it's coming back to the creation. So on a certain level, Nisuch HaMayim does, not in the tshuva level, but very much it comes back talking about Rosh Hashanah and the new world and new creation. But that sheet is Rashi. That it's talking about specifically Nisuch HaMayim. However, it might be again on a metaphysical level they talk about this idea of for us coming and bringing the korban, and that's the simcha that would be the simcha of Sukkot.
On a different level, I think that Nisuch HaMayim is all about the coming weeks, and that the rain season is coming, and that's what Nisuch HaMayim is all about. It's a ritual or a prayer of sorts for rain,
right?
And that's why it's so special, because their lives are literally dependent upon the coming weeks. If there's no rain, there's no life, because there's
good.
No food.
And you're totally dependent on it. Very nice. Good. However, the Rambam has a whole nother shita here. And that's what I really want to focus on a little bit. Different levels of shitas and Rambam. As I said, we can talk about Nisuch HaMayim with a livelihood and this concept of the importance of Nisuch HaMayim. I really want to focus more on shitas and Rambam and go in depth within the Rambam, to present it in three different ways. The Rambam says, even though all the holidays, we have a mitzvah to be happy then. Samachta b'chagecha. B'chaga Sukkot, haitasham b'migdash simcha yetera. So the simcha yetera, as opposed to Mr. Gabai said, that it's not limited to the Nisuch HaMayim and their livelihood of being b'simcha yetera that way. But the day itself is infused with a greater level of simcha. Why? Because haita sham b'mikdash simcha yeterav shenemar usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shibat yamin. And the Rambam explains that this simcha yeterav, in its essence, is really what? In its essence is through all the avodot of the day, but specifically through the simchat beit hashoeva. And if you look in Parachet, the Rav has a piece that all parts of the Avodah is actually connected to the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. I'm not getting into that now. But in Parachet, Alach Yud Gimel, he says, V'heichaita simcha zu. What was this simcha? He says, Achalil makau min agnim b'kinor v'nimlayim. The things we saw in the Mishnah. Look what he says. V'rokdim umisabkim, umitabchim, umifazizim, umicharkirim. Kol echad ve'echad kimish yodea, v'omrim divrei shir v'tishbachot. He says, this simcha is not docha as we said. Now, from this you might say, ko'achad v'achad k'mish yodeh, it would be everybody. But then you have to continue reading halacha yud gimel and halacha yud dalet. Then you continue reading halacha yud dalet. What does he say? He says, mitzvah laharbot b'simcha zu, v'lo yu'osim ota ame ha'aretz v'chol mi shiyirtzeh. Which is interesting, because we say it's man simchateinu. I would have thought it'd been everybody should be partying. No. El gedolei chachmi Yisrael, rashei yeshivot, v'asanhedrin, you have this, in halacha yud dalet. Next page. Sorry, I didn't number them. V'asanhedrin, v'chasidim, v'azkenim, v'anshei ha'maiseh, heim shayu miraktim, u'misapkim, u'minagnim, u'misamchim. U'misamchim. B'mikdash. B'mei chag ha'sukot. Aval kol ha'am, anashim, kulam ba'im, lirot v'lishma. Then everybody else is coming to what? To hear.
He said that's how he explains the Mishnah.
That's how he's, right? That's how he's explaining the Mishnah. And it was fascinating to me that it's only what? That's what Mishnah is saying. It's only the Rashi Yeshiva, the Sanhedrin. It's true. Kol ha'am anashim v'nashim come to hear and to see. So what's the nature of this simcha? What is the nature of this simcha? And I have a lot of other questions. We're going to get back to this Rambam. Okay? I just brought you through the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin, that says Pesach and Sukkot and everything else, Aser Behesben and Tanit, then you have to be Sameach and Tuv Lev. But here there's a special simcha. It's Davka in the Mikdash, and it's Davka through singing, through these Shirim. And that's part of the nature of the day, of the Simcha Yitera. Now, what is this Simcha? So again, as we had said, on one level, we can look at it through the nature of this idea of being the climax or the summation of what? Of the Yamim Noraim. There's the Midrash that says that Am Yisrael is carrying their love as what? As like a sword, their clay Zion, that we were Minatzeach, that we won. Meaning the question is, we and the other nations almost also come in and say, so on one level, we as a Am have said that we finished Yom HaDin, which we were bitachon anyway, we went in white clothes anyway. On Rosh Hashanah, we went Yom HaDin as a bitachon, and Am Yisrael, we come, and now we say that we're successful, we were victorious. And on a certain level, what it's saying is what? It's a summation, it's the completion of the Yamim Noraim. This is the Chag HaAsif. The Chag HaAsif means that what? We're coming at the end of that, of the end of the Yamim Noraim, and we are now singing songs of what? We're singing songs of tshuva. It's specifically of tshuva. And that's where, for example, when you start looking at the songs, not only the one of the Avodah Zarah versus us, Anu Lekha, Ve'inenu Lekha, that was said in the Mishnah. But if you look in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, very strange. It says, Chasidim Anshei Maisa, Tana Rabban. What do they say? Yesh Mehen Omrim Ashrei Yaldutenu Shelo Bisha Et Zaknutenu Ilu Chasidim Anshei Maase V'yesh Omrim Ashrei Ziknutenu Shekapra Et Yaldutenu Ilu Balei Tshuva. So the first people were the Chasidim that they said that we were good in our Yaldut. But the second one is what? Ashrei Ziknutenu, right? The Balei Tshuva. They have a special song here of part of Simchat Beit Tishrei, Vaz Balei Tshuva. Elu ve'elu omrim ashrei mish shalochata o mish shechata yeshuv imcholo. And then we're going to get to what Hillel said in a second. But even before we get to what Hillel says, we are talking about a certain song of Tshuva. If you skip for a second, the Aruch Laner, when he talks about the 120, why specifically 120 lugim, right? If you turn to page 3, we're going to come back to everything that I skipped for a second. Right, the Aruch Laner, in the second to last source on the third page, explains why 120 lugim. Tzarech tam linyan ma naka b'masnisin ha'klalut of 120. Kol kad lo yarak shloshim. So he quotes from the Tosefes Yontif that this is a siman l'shnotav shel Moshe, shehayta ner Yisrael. Achein, but he says, Od yesh losif tam bazeh, desimchat beit ha-shoeva, hayu meramzim la'am, lashuv v'tshuva, shim lo yashuvu yovedu. It is what? It's basically a siman to do tshuva. Meaning, and that's the nature of some of the songs. Some of the songs is, again, is this concept of either, first of all, do not give up, even if it's been the Yom Chatima of Yom Kippur. Keep going. If you haven't done tshuva, keep doing tshuva. But there are a lot of messages. Takiu ve'ariu ve'takiu. We saw many times. So on one level, it's Tosos had said, the Ritva, excuse me, had said, laharbot b'simcha. Right? The blowing shofar was one of more of simcha. But what could it also be? Again, connected to what? Connected to Rosh Hashanah, connected to the continue doing tshuva. To the point that I gave you from Rav Huttner, that had said, based on the shir that I gave earlier on, Rav Huttner has an amazing piece, both in Rosh Hashanah, Maimer, Lam, and Gimel, and in Yom Kippur, Maimer, Aleph, here, Maimer, Yurchet, Labriut. You have one, Mr. Middleman? Labriut. There you go. Rav Huttner explained, just very quickly, I don't want to go over the whole shir, but Rav Huttner basically said that the Shemot, the Yud Gevav Midot, we had Hashem and Hashem. Hashem is before the Chet, and the Yud Gevav Ke Acharei Chet. And he said it's not just semantics and linguistics, but rather, it's this whole new Bria, Yud Gevav Ke, it's a whole new Bria, which means that the world was created until man sinned. And on a certain level, at that point, you're Mori B'Malchus, there should be no other creation around. But the Yud Kevav Ke Acharei Chet is there's a whole new Ma'arechet. That Ma'arechet, that whole new system is called the world of Tshuva. And that if it was just the way God originally created the world, it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. There's a whole new creation called Tshuva. And in that system, we had talked about in the previous year why there's a new idea of Tefillah. We quoted from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, that I said, Vayavor Hashem al pana vayikra, that Hashem was mit atev b'talit. Rabbi Yochanan said, Il mole mikra omro yef sharla giritze. We have this whole new ma'arecha called Tefillah. And why do I need that? I don't understand. We have Ezra Boda Shabbat Zu Tefillah. All of a sudden, what happens? Since we have this new world of tshuva, what do you need? You need this special tefillah, what's it called? The Yud Gimel Midot. It's a whole new world. It's within tshuva, the world of tshuva, and has its own physics. It has its own new rules. The same thing with Torah, we said. Right? The idea is we have Vav Sivan. Right? We have the Matan Torah. But what was yesterday Yom Kippur was also Luchot Shniyot. Right? What's it called? Yom Chatunato V'Yom Simchat Libo. We have a new Kabbalah Satorah. Why do I need a new Kabbalah Satorah? Because the first Kabbalah Satorah was pre-Chet HaEgel. Now all of a sudden what happened? There was Chet HaEgel. The whole question is there a relationship between us and God? Is there a relationship? There's a whole big question. All the nations say, that's it. You did Chet HaEgel, you're done. Right? The whole concept of Moshe going up, and that was all of Elul, of blowing the shofar. This is what we had talked about earlier on, blowing the shofar throughout of Elul was all getting ready for the shofarot, which we had seen. The shofarot of Matan Torah, but it's also the shofar of us, of Luchot Shniyot, of us celebrating it. So not only is it Talmud Torah and Tefillah, but it's also within the world of Tshuva, it's the same thing of the Atav V'Chartanu. And that's what Rav Huttner continues over here, that Hashem chose us. It's true, it's Atav V'Chartanu in Maimer Ches. The idea is that after the Chet HaEgel is a very, very beautiful Vilna Gaon. There's a Vilna Gaon that says that we know that it's called Anane HaKavod, that it's either Sukkot or they say it's Anane HaKavod. We know that on Sukkot Hashem surrounds us Anane HaKavod by Yitziat Mitzrayim. Now our Anane HaKavod comes specifically at Chodesh Tishrei, and not when it happened Yitziat Mitzrayim. Why is that true? So the Torah already asked. The Torah says, if the Anane Kavod happens, why are we celebrating now during Sukkot and Tishrei? Right? We should do it in that time. So the Torah asked that question. But the Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled says it's beautiful. Because when we did Chet HaEgel, what happened? There was Nistalku Ananim. The Ananim went, and this is on the page right in front of you, page Kuf Bet. Vazlo Chazru. The Ananei HaKavod did not come back until we started doing the Mishkan. And Moshe Yarad B'Yom HaKippurim. and Hashem forgave us. But still, the ananim weren't there. Uvemaracharat Yom Kippurim vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered everybody. Parshas vayakel. That was on the 11th of Tishrei. Right after that, the pasuk says, "Vam eviu od baboker, bringing what? The gold for the Mishkan. Those were 2 days. That's Yud Gimel. That's already by Yud Gimel Tishrei. On the 14th of Tishrei, Natlu kol chacham levi Moshe tazav. All the chacham levi took the gold from Zahav b'minyan of Mishkan, weighing it, etc. And what did they start doing on the 15th day of Tishrei, what we call Sukkot? They started building the Mishkan. And that day we built the Mishkan. For us, Chazru on Anei Hakavod. That's the day we have Anei Hakavod. And now you understand why we do Sukkot on Tetvav Tishrei. If you haven't heard that Vilna Gaon, it's gold. I guess pun intended. Right? It's literally gold. Right? Now you understand the Korinth of Vilna Gaon. But explains.
Does he think that we should dafka be building the Sukkot on?
No. Okay. Not, he doesn't go that far. It's an Isra Malacha. Isra Malacha. Right? You should be. But the concept of when you go in, according to the Vilna Gaon, you understand that that's where the Anani HaKavod came back on Tetvav Tishrei. And explains Rashi in Perek Tet Pasuk Chav Gimel, as we have just said, that all the Tirch of Asiyat Mishkan, it's Machlok Rashi and the Ramban, is all to make sure to know that we have Kaparat Avon HaEgel, that we've been forgiven. So our Anani HaKavod is what? This is the Atav V'Chartanu. The Atav V'Chartanu is that God chose us in other holidays is different in Sukkot versus the other Zmanim. And he says that what? To know that we were forgiven. That Atav V'Chartanu, that Anani HaKavod of Sukkot are coming to teach me after it was gone. That what? That now Hashem forgives us. It's the Atav V'Chartanu of after Hashem. Kodem Achid Hashem Acharchid. That is what's going on after for Sukkot. And therefore, what is the Zman Simchatenu? The Zman Simchatenu. Number one is, we saw in the Ritva, it talks about blowing the shofar. There's a lot of simcha. And there's a simcha on one level, there's a simcha that you still have more opportunity to do tshuva. That's one interpretation. That's the 120. And the blowing the shofar, maybe still Uru Yishenim. Continue trying to do tshuva. But another level of simcha explains the Pachal Yitzchak here in Otet, based on the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. As we will see in the Rambam, also, which we, I guess I'll raise that as a question before I finish it. The Rambam continues in the sheet right in front of you. The Rambam, when he had said, Mitzvah laharbot b'simcha zu, he said again, only the Gedolei and Chachmi Yisrael and Rashi Yeshiva would do it. But then what did he say in Halacha Tetvav? Ha-simcha, this is in Hilchot, where is it? Hilchot, Lulav, right? He says, Ha-simcha, Halacha Tetvav. This is what Rav Hutner is going to talk about. Hasimcha shiyismach adam ba'asiyat ha-mitzvot uvata el shetziva b'hen avoda gedola hi ma'od. This simcha is a tremendous avoda. V'chol monei ha'atzvon b'simcha zu, you should get punished because the tachar asher lo avarat at Hashem ha'kech b'simcha v'tuv leibav. V'chol ha'megiz da'ato, v'cholei kavod la'atzmo, if you're a person who's arrogant and take it all for yourself, you're a chot and a shoyte. V'alzeh ezir shlomo al titader lefnei ha'melech. V'chol ha'mashpil atzmo u'mekil gufo b'mekomot elu v'agadol ha'mechubar ha'ovid me'avav. Chein David ha'melech amar v'nakolti od mizot v'ayiti shafel b'inai v'ena gedola v'akabor only to be l'smoach lefnei Hashem. And it quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Bet. And when I read this, what is this doing here? This sounds like, where does it belong? Just tell me about how to act as a Jew, right? As a from Jew. Where does it belong in Midos? Where does that belong? In Hilchos Deos. What is the Rambam putting this in Hilchos? And Hilchos Lula for, right? All these things about being haughty, right? All those things he talks about in Hilchos Deos, Perak Bet. What's it doing here? We're going to ask more questions, but just to see that, Rav Hutner explained, through that, now you understand what Rabbeinu Yonah said. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Simcha by Avodas HaTshuva Labriyut is part and parcel of the mitzvah. As opposed to what the Rambam just said, that you have to be misameach in mitzvos in general, as opposed to Rabbeinu Bachai, who says, in every mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of the Maisa mitzvah. Let's say I'm shake the lula, let's say I eat matzah. So if I eat matzah and I'm not happy, so I'm mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah, but what don't I mekayim? The mitzvah of simcha. Right? Rabbeinu Bachai says, every single mitzvah that you do, he says this on the pasuk of Tachal, Asher lo avarat Hashem hakecha b'simcha v'tuv leibav, every mitzvah that I do, I'm mekayim the mitzvah and also simcha. The Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam says, in general, yeah, this simcha, mitzvah klalit, called simcha. And it's avodah gedolahi. It's part, it's outside of the ma'arechet of the actual kiyum mitzvah itself. It's a big mitzvah. Mitzvah's tshuva, Rav Hutner says, is not something that's outside of it, but it's included within it. The mitzvah of tshuva is the yisod of simcha. As Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shar Revi'i, Ot Chet, Midarkei HaTshuva Hi La'ra'ot Simchato, Kishyagi Zman Kaparato, Utelo Le'eda Al De'agato La'ashmato V'igonotav La'avonotav. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, the idea of being forgiven and the trembling of the chet is two sides of the same coin. Me'ikara tshuva is not only to be fearful of the sin, but to be happy that I've what? Achieved kapara. Be happy that what? That now I have this atava chartanu. What is this simcha yetera? It's not only first shita, which we saw in the Ritva, and possibly in the Aruch HaNer, that if I didn't do tshuva, I still got time. That's one level of happiness. That it's as much as we said, Yom Chatima, not everything's closed up. We still have more time during Sukkot to do a tshuva me simcha. But part two explains, Rav Hutner, is that the whole essence of Sukkot, of the Atam Bechartanu, is what? Is the Hashem Achrei Achet. Is that what? That Hashem chose us Atam Bechartanu, not just in general choosing us, but what? But this idea of Hashem choosing us after the Chet Ha'ega. The Anane HaKavod are back. That what? That we have been chosen and that we're all dancing. That we're all dancing now towards this concept of Ashrei Zignutenu Shekaprad Yaldutenu. This idea of that we're chosen by Hashem even after we sinned. This is what the Rambam then would mean according to Rav Hutner. That Af Al Pi Shebechol HaMoadot Mitzvah L'Smoach Bahem B'Chag HaSukkot Hayita Sham Simcha Yitera. What is the Simcha Yetera? The Simcha Yetera emanates from, I would have thought that we're done, the relationship is done. But comes the Anane HaKavod back. And we sing about the Tshuva, because it's we have this idea that, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we messed up through the Chet HaEgel, the Anane HaKavod are back, and we go through the Sukkot to represent this world of Tshuva. This is the Simcha Yetera. That what? That we have this relationship with Hashem as part of this Marechet of Tshuva, just like there's a different idea of tefillah, of Talmud Torah, so too the actual holiday itself is the celebration of tshuva. However, I want to tell you another interpretation. Another interpretation, which is with what I think, that it's not only limited to this concept of tshuva, but I believe the Simcha Yetera here, if you're medayik, I think that there's a very, very important why it's called Simcha Yetera. Because if we ask the questions again, number one is, why only the Rashi Yeshiva and Anshi Maisa dancing? Why not everybody? It's true. The Rambam says, Avakol Ha'am Anashim Anashim Kulam Ba'im Lerot L'Shmar. But who's missing? Who's missing? Who's missing? The kids. Why not the kids? This is a big family holiday. No, why are the kids not here? Right? We know by Hakel, which I gave you the Rambam, I guess I have to finish, but I want to say it to you quickly. Sorry, I have a lot more to say over here. But I want to tell you, I guess I'll tell it to you very quickly. There's no kids here. Why are there no kids? Right? By Hakel, it says the kids came also. Why are the kids not here? Furthermore, as I said, why is this not in Ram Hilchos Deis? In Halacha Tevav about Simcha. Why is it talking? And it's not by chance, I believe, V'chein David Melech Yisrael, V'amelech David Mefazezu Mecharker, Lifnei Hashem. You know why? My thesis is basically that Sukkot is not just Tam of Simcha Yisera, but it's really a seminar. It's a seminar for the whole year and how to be Sameach. And you know who teaches us how to be Sameach? It's specifically the Rosh Yeshiva. And that what? Not only through the intellect, but they're through everything. They're Mifazer Mecharker. They're going crazy. And if the kids would be there, guess what would happen? They might misinterpret of what Simcha is. When people are there, the adults, they can understand what's going on, what the true Simcha is. And unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I've ran out of time already. But I believe that's exactly why it's brought down over here. I have much more to tell you about Hillel, but I'm kind of getting kicked out. So everyone should have a Chag Sameach, one of Simcha Yetera. And I apologize, I didn't get this last point, but I've already run out of time.
Sure.